endlessly, causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
The Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees and all the seas, they were established on man's traditions. They took and added hundreds of different philosophical precepts to what God originally said. And in so doing, they bound people up. They brought them into bondage through the tradition of men. Let me show you something, how dangerous it is concerning the traditions of men. Matthew chapter 15, we'll come back to this, but Matthew chapter 15. And let me start at verse number two. Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? This is what the scribes and the Pharisees and the scribes were asking Jesus. For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Okay? They eat, but they didn't wash their hands first. Sound like mama, don't it? Boy, get in there and wash your hands. That's a good thing. But that's not a biblical law. You out on the job and ain't, you know, you it's lunchtime, you out there got grass, or just you ain't got nothing to wash your hands, you ain't got no sanitizer. Pray over and eat the sandwich. I can't eat, ain't got no sanitizer out here. No, what are we saying? I'm not saying, you know, be dirty and all that, but I'm just saying, don't get your mind locked up into something and that thing start to govern you everywhere you go. That's in the back of your mind. That's how the scribes and the Pharisees were. How come your disciples eat without unwashed hands? I mean, everywhere they went, they would not. And see, it wasn't. Now let's get down to the real deal here. It wasn't just washing your hands. Tell somebody, wash your dirty hands. It wasn't about that. It was about the ceremonial washing. This is what they were talking about. You know, there are times you can't wash your hands, but, you know, as a rule, wash your hands. But what they were talking about in reference to the traditions of men, they were talking about ceremonial washings. You had to put your hand into certain water pots, 6 of them to be exact, in order for you to be able to eat. Otherwise, as a Jew, you were eating with unwashed hands. And if a gnat got into one of the water pots, they were strained to get the gnat out. They were like whited sepulchers. Hearts full of deceit, lies, treachery, but yet they would wash. Come on, tell somebody, true change. See, it's not the outward man. The outward man will be a fruit of what's going on the inner man. Amen. And these were whited sepulchres. They wanted to, amen, have a good show before people. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said they wanted to have a good show. They wanted everybody to see them a certain way. Amen. But their hearts were wicked, desperately wicked and evil. They even had Jesus crucified through envy. So here in chapter 15, verse 2, but he answered and said, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Traditions, hear me. Transgress, amen, all men's traditions. Now we'll distinguish this, but all men's traditions transgress the commandment of God. Amen. Now there are good traditions. Now you need to distinguish this. There are good traditions. We have a tradition that we've established every July for the past umpteen years. We have a celebration, an anniversary celebration. That's a tradition. We're not talking about that. We're talking about stuff that they make biblical. They make a tradition, okay, you can't serve God without doing this. Come on, man has added traditions It's all over the place. Doctrines that are demonic. But they say, you, unless you do this, you can't really be saved. It's like the ones that say, you got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You can't be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Nothing personal. But wait a minute. Okay, I ain't saved now because I didn't get baptized. Remember, I got baptized in both. But if you didn't get baptized in just that name, then you can't be saved. Or if you wear a certain type of garment, or if you look a certain way, you can't be saved. Tell somebody the devil is a lie. These are men's traditions that will keep you from truly ever changing. Because you get in that and you think everything's all right if I just look a certain way. Amen. If I just act a certain way, or if I do something a certain way every Sunday, then I'm all right. It's about a heart condition. It's about your heart first. Come on, we're going to dig deep so we can get to that heart. That deceitful heart. That dark heart. That wicked heart. Those little pockets in the heart that are full of malice, full of lust, full of rebellion, full of envy, full of idolatry, full of strife. Come on, it's in there. We're going to dig it out. Tell somebody, we're going to have some true change. Amen. Tell somebody, and you can do it. He goes on, but you say, whosoever shall say unto his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest profit by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Jesus called them hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw near me, or near unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Remember what Joshua said, let not the book of this law depart from your mouth. Honor me with it in your mouth. Meditate on it in your mind. Why? So you may observe, so you won't be a hypocrite saying a bunch of stuff, but your heart far from me. He goes on to say, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah the prophesy of you, saying, this people draw near me with their mouth, but honor me, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard these things? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said to him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Do not you yet understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the toilet in the drought? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands, unwashed, unceremonially washed hands, does not defile a man. Come on, we're going to root out some doctrines of men, some traditions of men, so your mind can stay free. Amen. So Jesus ran up one side and down the other side of these Pharisees. Let them know it's not the ceremonial. Matter of fact, Jesus was the end of the law. What? End of the ceremonial part of the law. We don't have to offer sheep and bullock. We don't have to light candles. We don't have to do any of that. Jesus brought an end to all of that. Amen. But the law now has to be written upon our heart. How many of the Ten Commandments ought to be still in your heart? Amen. Not the ceremonial part that the Pharisees added so many things to. That was never true. That was never right. But even the ceremonial part is done away with in Christ. He is the end of the law. Praise God. So let's go back to Colossians chapter 2. And in verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world. Okay, we just touched the tradition of men. But he also said the rudiments of the world. Many are bound by how the world does everything. Amen. Tell someone, we are of another kingdom. The principles of this kingdom are different. The laws by which we abide are different than the ways of the world. We are in the world, but we are not conformed to the world. We are not of the world. There are those that still put all their faith and trust in a paycheck. I'm not knocking paychecks. Thank God for paychecks. But we have to rise above that, because the world, the Gentiles, spend all their time. Amen. They seek after these things. That's their source. Amen. That's everything to them. But see, we're of a higher order. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. Instead of just seeking these things, the word says, rise up and seek God first. In other words, don't be after just the rudiments of the world. Don't be bound by what the world is bound by. Don't go the way of the world. Be not conformed to this world. I'm telling you, there's a heavenly realm that opens up. It's available to us. But the Lord said you got to be delivered from the tradition of men and the rudiments of the world. When I was studying this, the Lord reminded me of something. He said, the land I give you is not like Egypt. It's a land that drinks the rain from heaven. In other words, as much as rain as we get down here, it don't rain every day. Sometimes it looked like the grass gonna burn up, right? Sometimes it looked like, okay, Lord, too much rain.
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda.
An agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Is your financial strategy in tune with your values? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Thrivent is a holistic financial services organization that helps you achieve your financial goals and put your purpose into action. You can reach us at 772-408-0771.